these are the very things that God has revealed to us through His Spirit. For the Holy Spirit reaches the depths of everything, even the depths of God. After all, the depths of a human being can only be known by his own spirit, not by someone else, not by another person. In the same way, the depths of God can only be known by the Spirit of God. Now, instead of the spirit of the world, we have received, each one of us, the Spirit that comes from God to teach us, to understand the gifts that He gives us. Ah, but my mind must be open, thoroughly open to the will of God. Now what we teach, not the way that philosophy teaches. We teach spiritual things spiritually. An unspiritual person is one who does not accept anything of the Spirit of God. A worldly person sees everything spiritual as nonsense. Beyond his understanding, a spiritual person, on the other hand, he would have judged the value of everything, and his own value is not to be judged by other men. As Scripture says, who can know the mind of the Lord? So who can teach Him? But we are those who have the mind of Christ, provided we are and remain and what the price may be in the grace of God. The price for fidelity to the gifts of the Holy Spirit is detachment from the spirit of the world. I could not talk for hours. As you'll see in another context, there is a prince of this world, and his name is the devil. The devil has his own way of seducing human beings in loyalty to God. You might call these ways the seven allurements of the evil spirit. Those who allow themselves to be seduced by Satan can become so bewitched when I even believe there is a human life beyond the grave. How the gifts of the Holy Spirit are related. Over the centuries, Catholic writers have carefully analyzed the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Among these, analysts not even more clear than St. Thomas Aquinas. In his Summa Theologica, he asks this question: whether the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are suitably enumerated? He answers yes. He explained that we have two principal powers of the soul, Maybe the mind and the will. The mind operates in two different ways. It thinks or speculates, and it decides or puts into action the ideas generated. Now, we ask, what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? The gifts of the Holy Spirit are those inclinations which God gives everyone who is in the state of grace. But the sacred is to recognize the gift when you receive it. Thus, there are the gifts of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, the gift of understanding for the mind. But receiving this gift is not enough. I must. I'll repeat the verb, I must act on the divine impulse that I receive from the Holy Spirit. I must want to grow in my understanding of what this gift means. Here, I could spend several hours each on every one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Thus, we all keep receiving the gift of wisdom. What is the gift of wisdom? The gift of wisdom is to see everything in this world as coming from God. And the word is everything. This means when a person has entered my life, can be my own spouse, can be my own son or daughter, and that person is a source of great pain to me. My friends, I'm speaking to Catholics. Either we see God's gift of wisdom in the painful persons that God puts into our lives, or we are, I use the language deliberately, we are spiritually blind. God's gifts are not signed from God. Only faith can tell us of this painful experience, this painful person. Oh, how many hours I could talk about the pain found in the person that God put into my life, and not just in the distant past. of the very present to see God in the painful, the agonizingly painful people that God puts into our lives, I repeat, is a great gift of the Holy Spirit. And the secret of growing in these gifts is to see in the mind, no matter how painful the gift may be, a grace from God which enables me to recognize God more clearly, more deeply than I could ever have experienced unless I have been given the grace of this painful person or this painful experience that is only identifying the first gift of the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, you want us to grow in sanctity. And there's no sure way of growing in sanctity than to see God in every person, in every experience, in everything that enters our lives. Memorize this. There is no such thing as chance with God. The verb to happen is a pagan word. Nothing ever happens in our lives, and the word is nothing. Every person who enters our lives, every voice we hear over the telephone, everything we see, everything we hear, everything we experience, no matter how unwanted, is, and I see this with the depth of my being, is from God. God wants us to grow in union with Him, but we shall grow in union with God only on the measure that we see everything. That is, we casually say happens in our lives. Nothing, I repeat, ever happens in our lives. Lord Jesus, help us to see you in every person we meet, in every pain we experience, in every unlovable person who enters our lives. Help us to see you in the deepest pain we can experience. Because then, by seeing you in what is so painful, we recognize a gift from you. And we thank you by cooperating with the grace we receive, and thus go in union with you and become what you want us to become, saints. Saints are not born. Saints become saints by loving, embracing, what is painful and difficult in their lives. Amen. In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apologies for going over time. Remember tonight, question and answer period.